You're listening to SBS News. It's a dispute that can be traced back to 1991 and the breakup of the former Yugoslavia, one of the breakaways declared independence under the name Republic of Macedonia. But Greece, which has a northern region that's also called Macedonia, objected to the name and demanded it be changed. Greece feared any claim to the territory and the ancient heritage of that northern region, the birthplace of the ancient warrior king Alexander the Great. The Australian government and the United Nations are among those that officially recognise the country as the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. If the new name is accepted, it would open the way for Macedonia's eventual membership of the European Union and NATO. Its membership is currently blocked by Greece's objections to its use of the name Macedonia. Macedonian Prime Minister Zoran Zaev says the deal requires ratification by both national parliaments and a referendum in Macedonia.
As we promised, the agreement guarantees that in the autumn there'll be a referendum in Macedonia. The citizens will decide. In that referendum, it's up to citizens of the Republic of Macedonia to write a new chapter in the history of our country.
George Vlahov is a member of the Australian Macedonian Human Rights Committee. Established in 1984, the group lobbies on behalf of Macedonian communities, ostensibly to ensure they're recognised, respected, and afforded equitable treatment. Mr. Vlahov says he's disappointed with this latest development.
As somebody who serves on a human rights committee, I cannot agree that one country has the right to tell another country to rename itself. That goes against the basics of international law. It goes against the essence of what is human rights. It is simply something that is unacceptable, and it's unacceptable that both the European Union and Washington have pressured the government of the Republic of Macedonia to agree to change its name simply to please the whims of another state.
George Vlahov doesn't believe a yes vote will prevail when it's put to a referendum.
For the agreement to go ahead, it means that the constitution of the Republic of Macedonia has to be changed to reflect the new name. That cannot occur unless it is passed by a referendum in the Republic of Macedonia. And so a referendum will have to be held, and there's every possibility that the no vote will win.
The National Coordinator of the Pan-Macedonian Federation of Australia, Peter Jasonidis, also opposes the proposed name change.
Well, it's very disappointing that after so many years we've come to a situation where basically the name has been passed on in albeit with a geographical descriptor. Also very unfortunate the fact that the language will be called Macedonian and the people will be called Macedonian, which is far from the reality. The other side, the Skopje side, have already accepted that they have nothing to do with the ancient Macedonia or the ancient Macedonians. They've also accepted that their language is not Macedonian, but it's in fact a Slavic language, a mix of Bulgarian and Serbian.
Greg Diet, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.